Chapter 15, Mishnah 8. Isha shelcha hiyo baal midina sayam. A woman goes overseas with her husband, ubana imahim, and they take their son with them. They take their only son. They've got one son they take him with. Uba va'amra, and she comes back and she says, mais bali, my husband died first, va'achakach mais bani, and afterwards my son died. What's the significance of that? When her husband died, she still had a son, so she doesn't fall for yibum. She doesn't fall for yibum because when her husband died, she still had a son. So in this case, Ne'emenis, we believe her. And why do we believe her? Because the Kati says we go back to her last known status. What was her last known status? She had a son. She was married and she had a son. So if she claims that her son, you know, that her son, her husband died first, and she still had a son at that stage, that's the chazoka, that she had a son. So we go after the chazoka and we believe her, and she doesn't fall for yibum. She can get married to anyone and she collects a kesubah. But if she says, Mais beniva achakach mais bali, my son died first, and then afterwards my husband died. So if she was true, what she would fall for yibum. She wouldn't be allowed to get remarried. She would fall for yibum. So in this case, Ananemenis, we don't believe her, because the last known status was she had a son, and we always go back to the last known status. And furthermore, adds the Kahati, we worry that she likes the yibum. She likes her husband's brother. So she's figuring, you know, if I fall for Yibum, then he's the one who's going to marry me. And I quite like that. So we don't believe in this case. But just in case, we like have a bit of a worry for her words. And we make him do chalitza with her, just in case she was right. So we make them do chalitza. And the chalitza will cover off, you know, if she is in fact correct, the chalitza will break that bond, and then she can marry anyone.